So there you go, folks. Merry impeachmas, or as I like to call it, today's title of the Barrett Brief, Merry impeachmas, the rise of Trump. Because all this is, I'm trying to get through this with a straight face. I mean, if Trump's the emperor from the first Star Wars trilogy, you might as well strike me down, hit me with impeachment, and I will rise harder, I will rise more powerful than you could possibly imagine.
Do it! I mean, he's essentially been saying it. So in honor of Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, we might as well call this this chapter in our trilogy of the Orange Man Bad Saga, this impeachment, The Rise of Trump, because this is not going to slay the dragon. This is just going to, you know, awake the dragon. Or maybe I should have called it The Desolation of Trump, right? From The Desolation of Smog. Either one. I think The Rise of Trump is a little more topical. All right, so let's move on here to what the AP wants you to know. I'm sure it's going to be completely objective and not talk about impeachment at all, because these 10 stories that are cobbled together in an attempt to try and influence a narrative or push a narrative or be source articles or whatever else they want to call them, is just the bedrock of democracy and you know, gumshoe reporting. So let's get into it. Let's see. I just want to read here. Okay, only the first two. Oh, here we go.
Okay. If you strike me down, go ahead and do it. I don't care. If you strike me down, I will arise more powerful than you could possibly imagine. Because the do-nothing Democrats have decided with Nervous Nancy that they're going to try and come after me. Well, if you're going to shoot for the king, you better not miss.
Let's just embrace it. I'm sure he has, like, the chamber that puts the hair on his head, like Darth Vader. I mean, come on. Let's just go for it.
I'm afraid the Constitution will be quite operational when the Democrats arrive.
I could just Star Wars, like original Star Wars, quote this thing for the Emperor for this entire thing. That would just be... All right, headline one.
This presidency is now the most powerful force in the galaxy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Be careful what you say about the Trump force.
It's so good. What was
your devotion to that old tired religion of populism is what causes you to lose, President Trump.
Be careful what you say about the power of the Trump side.
The Trump side.
There is no force in the galaxy that can measure up to the power of the Trump side.
What was the one from the the
Republic is now the Trumpian Empire for a safe and secure Trumpocracy.
For safe and secure Schumer society.
The attack on my life has left me scarred and a little upset. I'm not gonna lie, just a little bit. I'm okay. But,
stutter much, do you?
Wine boxes.
Franzia, Merlot much, do you?
Your wine clouds your judgment. Folks, we are off the rails and I love it. You have to have fun with this because these people are trying to treat this as some kind of historic moment.
President Trump, I love you. I know.
I don't like sand. It gets everywhere.
It's so bad.
Nervous Nancy is nothing more than a scruffy little nerf herder. Let me just say that.
If he comes out with that, that would be the greatest line ever.
What are you calling scruffy?
And then, of course, you have the... Is that Chucky? Just a Wookiee in the background? Just trying... Because these people think they're the resistance. Folks, the reason why they have to be mocked like this is they really think they are some kind of resistance fighters against it's all framed in this fantasy world where they're fighting against this evil emperor when in fact all they're trying to do is to keep their power, keep what they feel rightfully have earned.
There they are. Set your course for Mar-a-Lago. We'll find the rebels there.
Mar-a-Lago. Yes.
Hopefully. I can do this all day long, dude.
I know. I mean, it's fantastic the way this whole thing works out. There is another. Are there any more Trumps left? Yes. There is another.
Yes. No. That boy was our last hope. No. There is another.
There is a junior. So, I mean...
Tower of Trump is now the most powerful force in the galaxy.
I mean, he should put something on there, right? He should fly the flag of the Galactic Empire, because he loves it. He might as well just embrace this whole thing.
So will somebody get this slobbering carpet out of my way?
Is that Nancy?
That's Nancy!
Somebody get this carpet.
No, she's the slobbering carpet.
She is the slobbering carpet.
Somebody get this slobbering wine-sipping carpet out of my way.
Back in the good times, before the dark times came, there was.
So.
You call this an impeachment?
And then you have, who would
I'm
be the...
sorry, your worship.
So, Mike, who's the Sand People? Like, is that the media? Sand people. Just so stupid.
Yes, these are the reporters you've been looking... These are not the reporters you've been looking for.
Oh, yes. All right. Now that... I think that we could really do a whole show on that. But I did promise you all the 10 things that...
No, the force... is all around you. The Trump force is all around
you. The Trump force.
Use your feelings, Don.
A lot of good reporters died to get us this information.
So yes. I've hit Womp Rats with my T I've gotten impeachment in my T-60 speeder. So all right. 3 minutes, 10 topics. Let's do it. The president is impeached. Donald Trump becomes only the third American chief executive to be formally charged under the Constitution's ultimate remedy for high crimes and misdemeanors. Number two, Pelosi strokes impeachment trial uncertainty. The House Speaker dismayed by comments from Senate Majority Mitch McConnell. That's Schumer.
Oh, look, it's Nadler the Hutt.
Nadler the Hutt. See, Jabba didn't wear his pants up to his chest, so that might be a little, that's a little bit of an insult to Jabba, right? So, gross, never mind, I'm gonna get out of this. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell refuses to say when she'll send the impeachment articles to the chamber for trial. How the last debate of 2019 is shaping up, the tug of war between the progressives and the moderates who don't exist of the Democratic Party is deadlocked. And each of the four frontrunners has glaring flaws, which is why they'll all get stomped by Trump. Where Trump will get a big win, Democrat-led House is expected to overwhelmingly pass a signature trade bill for the president. So they impeached him, and now they're going to pass his trade bill, folks. That's how stupid politics is. Number five, British monarch to unveil new government's agenda. Queen Elizabeth II will open a new season of Parliament, or session of Parliament, with a speech... blah, blah, blah. Who cares about Britain? We do, but, you know, that's British politics. Number six, India bans protest amidst citizenship outlaw raid. Citizenship law outrage. That's an Indian thing. Number seven, portraits of resilience after clergy abuse. Of course, that's the AP going after the Catholic Church. Number eight, income growth greatest in tech hubs. We know that. Number nine, Toyota's humanoid mirror human movement when the robots will get us. And number 10, how Roger Federer views his future. He's 38 years old and a really good player.